This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the root is on fire on USA Radio, reaching coast to coast. Sea to shining sea, only show of its kind. No script, no notes, no teleprompter. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. I shoot from the hip. I speak from the heart. I let it fly, and I take no prisoners. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the U.S. of A. In the immortal words of General George Washington, if you want peace, prepare for war. And that's what we do every day on the show. We go to war. We prepare for war. We're ready to win the war. And that it's a big war, man. It's a financial war. It's not necessarily a health war out there, because all the studies, if you've listened to my show, you know that your odds of dying from this thing are infinitesimal unless you're like over age 75, over age 80, over 90, live in a nursing home, very bad underlying health conditions. So it's not a real health plague for 90% of the population. You shouldn't lose any sleep. But I'll tell you what, for all the population, it's a nightmare financially. You know, when the Mall of America can't make their mortgage payment, you know we're in trouble. The Mall of America hasn't paid its mortgage in 2 months. The biggest shopping center in the great United States of America, the Mall of America, has missed 2 months of payments on its $1.4 billion mortgage, a sign of just how much retail real estate owners are reeling during the coronavirus panic. Don't forget, they weren't doing that well before the panic. With the great Trump economy, retailers were still dying. And now all over America, if you're a landlord and you own office space or especially retail space, you're dead. You're dead. You all thought a guy was rich because he owned a building. You thought a guy was rich because he owned a shopping center, a strip mall, a retail center. A giant building with a Macy's in it. Forget it. That guy is dead. You're better off not owning the building, not owning the shopping center. You know, somebody who's broke and living on the street is worth more money than someone who owns a giant mall at this point. Because the guy in the street's worth nothing, and the guy who owns the mall is worth negative $300 million. You're better off being worth nothing than negative $300 million. Pretty scary. The Mall of America is owned by private developers, Triple Five Group, skipped mortgage payments in April and May. Wow, pretty scary stuff. This is the headline at CNBC as we speak right now. And I could just tell you, this country is in such scary financial shape right now. Here's an article I started to touch on in the last hour. Unlike anything we have seen in history, the coronavirus crisis will wipe out over 4 years of GDP growth. That is just incredible. Matter of fact, Bank of America is saying that it's slashing its quarter two GDP forecast from negative 30% to negative 40%. B of A's chief economist Michelle Meyer writes, words cannot describe the loss of economic output, which is unlike anything we have seen in modern history. Back in April, when we introduced our forecast, we penciled in a stunning 10% drop. Then it went to 20, then it went to 30, now we're going to put in 40. They're looking for a 40% GDP decline in second quarter. To put this in perspective, and that's a cumulative loss of 13%. I'm not sure how that math works. I'm not a Wall Street guy, but to put that in perspective, in the Great Recession of 08-09, the economy declined 4%. So this is far, far worse. This is worse than the Great Depression. One man could turn it around. I know he can. And that's President Trump. But he even announced last week, or maybe it was earlier this week, talked about on the show, he announced that he is going to get rid of tons and tons and tons of regulations to try and spur the economy. Great idea. There's only two things that hold us back from making money. Two things. Number one is taxes. Number two, regulations. If you can cut them both And I'm telling you, he should have gone with my idea to do an income tax vacation for every small businessman or woman in America. If you own a business, you owe no taxes for 1 year. You get to keep your own money. That would help heal the United States of America. Here's my commentary I read in the last hour. So many of you are, you know, from a different hour. You listen to the hour you're driving home, so you're not listening in the other hour. Mr. President, here's how you stop the Democrat scam of the century. Think about an election where a ballot is sent to a person regardless of eligibility to an address they may not live at anymore, signed by someone else, picked up and delivered by a Democrat campaign operative, and still counted. If Democrats got their way, that's what would happen in my home state of Nevada this June and nationwide in November's presidential election. This is clearly a trial run by Democrats to see if they can get away with the scam of the century, with one goal in mind, stealing all future U.S. elections. Keep in mind, even Mexico demands election integrity. Voters in Mexico must physically show up to vote. They must have federal government-issued photo ID with thumbprint. They can't vote in English. Voting in Mexico is only in Spanish. If only America was this tough. In today's America, the only possible reason to be opposed to voter ID is that you want to cheat. Everyone has government-issued ID, no matter how poor, no matter what the color of their skin. Everyone needs it to collect any government check, welfare, food stamps, Medicaid, Obamacare. Every Democrat voter has government-issued ID because they're all collecting welfare and food stamps and Medicaid and Obamacare and housing allowances and aid to dependent children and 1,000 other programs the government gives away free checks. Every Democrat's collecting one of them or all of them. And so they've all got IDs. They're liars. And every illegal alien has government-issued voter ID. That's how they get into the Anthem Country Club. I lived there 18 years. And the only way to get by the guard gate with armed guards is to have government-issued ID. And in the morning, as far as you could see, 50, 100 cars backed up to get through the front gate. All the gardeners, all the workers, all the handymen, all the construction workers, all the maids, all the nannies, every single one of them, foreign-born, most of them Hispanic, they've all got ID. Illegal or illegal, doesn't matter, they've got ID. But it's no longer enough for Democrats to block voter ID. Now it's no voter ID combined with mail-in ballots. They've got to have both. Democrats want anyone to vote from anywhere with no election security or integrity. And to oppose this farce and fraud is called racism and voter suppression. It's all Democrats talk about. It's in Nancy Pelosi's latest stimulus bill. It's failed Democrat candidate and spokesperson Stacey Abrams never stops talking about it. She says without mail-in voting, democracy is lost. Cheating Democrats are showcasing what's in their cheating hearts and cheating DNA, a deep desire to wipe out fair elections and the will of the people. From now on, they'll simply stuff the ballot box to stay in power and therefore fix the election results to get the outcomes they desire. Republicans will never be elected again. Do you doubt me? Look at how bad it already is before we have any sort of ballot harvesting or before mail-in voting. States are issuing driver's licenses to illegal aliens across America, and if they don't opt out, they are automatically registered to vote. How many do you think opt out? And the answer is none or none. Pick a A or B, none or none. In Nevada, where I live, I got myself registered to receive mass election texts from liberal organizations to get out the vote. And I get a half dozen or more a day. And they tell Democrat voters in Spanish to get out and vote or Trump and Republicans will deport you. You don't think every text message to Democrats is going to illegal alien voters? Then why is every message in Spanish? It's not going to Americans. We don't read Spanish. And why are they claiming you'll be deported if you don't vote Democrat? ICE can only deport illegals, right? So Democrats are begging illegals to vote. Heck, they're bribing them. These texts that I get are for everything free to encourage illegal aliens to vote. Come vote. Come to our voting. You get free money, free food, free housing, free health care, free phones, free turkeys. But this is only the start. It's going to get worse. Ballot harvesting is legal in California. Democrats are fighting to implement it in Nevada. Ballot harvesting allows anyone to pick up and cast the ballots of others. How easy can it be for the harvester to fill out the blank ballots and vote Democrat for everyone? Or simply dump in the garbage bin any ballots marked Republican? What a scam. So with absentee ballots, ballot harvesting, early voting, and illegals automatically registered to vote at DMV, the amount of cheating already occurring is disgusting and dangerous to our democracy. Any additional version of vote by mail or email would simply be an abdication of any semblance of free and valid elections. So here are a few last stand for America ideas for President Trump from Wayne Allen Root. Number one, use presidential executive order to demand federal photo ID and thumbprint for federal elections. If it isn't racist in Mexico, it isn't racist here. Number two, make English the official and only language of voting in America. If you can't speak English, you don't get to vote. Number three, order the, and this is the big one, order the posting of multiple ICE agents at every polling place across America during election season, not just election day, or all the early voting too. Always have two or three or four ICE agents at every polling place, clearly marked with big giant jackets that say ICE on the back and ICE on the front. Don't Democrats claim illegal aliens never vote? Then why should this be a problem? ICE agents aren't going to hurt an American citizen. They're not allowed to touch us. And if you're illegal and they scare you, I have a simple solution. Stay away from the polling places. Number four, make election fraud by a non-citizen a felony punishable by instant deportation. And number five, never, 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 ever allow mail-in voting. These five ideas are how we guarantee election integrity. This is how we stop foreign interference in our elections. This is how we stop the Democrat scam of the century. And oh, by the way, I left one out. There should be an executive order by the president banning ballot harvesting. He will win that 100 out of 100 times. 100 out of 100 times. At the Supreme Court. Okay, the Supreme Court may not always be with us. I don't know where they stand on voter ID. I don't know where they stand on mail-in voting. I know one thing. The Supreme Court will never back ballot harvesting. Anyone with a brain knows it's massive voter fraud. They will never get ballot harvesting. So all you have to do, I'm the guy who told the president, get the money for the wall from the military budget. Use executive order to do that. He did. And I said, go to the Supreme Court. We'll win. And we did. And we won. So go to the Supreme Court with this idea of banning. The president must ban ballot harvesting. The Supreme Court will back us. But most important, have ICE agents at every polling place. See? Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease.
Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Hey, Doug just sent me a, one of our listeners, Doug S., just sent me a email. Super idea, Wayne. ICE at voting locations. You always have the best ideas. And America in your heart, how can Democrats argue this point? Ah, but they will. Love it, and God bless you. Love your show, Doug. Thanks, Doug. And during the break, I saw this story at one of my favorite websites, the Gateway Pundit. Stacey Abrams lashes out at white voting base, laments that illegal aliens are no longer able to elect anyone who represents them. I mean, if you're from Mexico and you're in America and you want to elect someone to represent you, I think you should vote in Mexico, but not in America. You've got nothing to do with America. You can't elect someone to represent you when you're illegally in this country. Failed Democrat Georgia gubernatorial candidate, if you don't know her, she's black and a very large, overweight woman. And by the way, the reason I bring that up, when people go, oh, why'd you bring that up, Wayne? Well, I'm just trying to describe her. That's what she looks like. She is African-American. And she's a very overweight woman with a big gap in her teeth. That's what she looks like. That's the best way for me to describe Stacey Abrams. How would you describe a big, giant, overweight white man with a gap in his teeth? You'd say he's a white guy, he's got white hair, he's got a gap in his teeth, and he's fat. That's what she is. So anyway, every word you use when you're a Republican gets turned against you. You're a racist. If you simply tell, look, she's black and she's fat. That's what you would say about a fat white guy. So anyway, that's how I describe Stacey Abrams, a very big, overweight woman who ran for governor in Georgia and happens to be African-American and just hates white people. She lamented that illegal aliens are, quote, no longer able to elect anyone who represents them. She's being vetted, by the way, as a possible VP candidate for Joe Biden. You know, this is like cuckoo for Cocoa Pops. Her and Whitless, the governor of Michigan. How anyone could vet these two for VP, these two radical nutcases who hate the American people.
This woman's never going to get it, so it doesn't matter. I mean, once this video comes out, I'm going to read you a video in a minute. She said that 50% of the population under the age of 15 is communities of color in the United States. And if they're removed from the calculation, a whiter, more Republican voting base will be created. That's why she's fighting to count illegal aliens in the census and plotting the racist use of redistricting. She openly admits she doesn't want white people governing. She is also admitting she wants illegal aliens to have power over American citizens. Don't believe me. There's a video there. Go to Gateway Pundit. The Gateway Pundit. Last month, a bombshell video of Stacey Abrams plotting to use redistricting to stop white people from governing was uncovered. It's a 2014 video uncovered by Patrick Howley at the National File, and it revealed Abrams' plan to change the racial demographics of the electorate heading into the 2021 congressional and legislative redistricting efforts based on the 2020 census. This is why the census is so important to these people. James Woods put out a tweet. He said, Stacey Abrams wants illegal aliens to be able to vote because it would balance white people. If she is Joe Biden's running mate, she'll be president within a year if elected. Watch for yourself. And there she's on a video saying she doesn't like white people. And she wants to take the country away from white people. Who would elect this disgusting, racist witch? I have no idea. But just keep in mind, eat her, Whitmer, Kamala Harris, who lied on her back to become a U.S. senator. All of them. Every one of those choices would be president within a year. Because Biden ain't going to make it. Okay, Biden ain't going to make it to the finish line. I don't know if he can make it to Election Day. He's losing his mind. And he's losing his hair. He looks so much more bald than a couple years ago. He's losing his hair. He's losing his mind. He's losing his wits. He's losing everything. They keep him hidden in the basement. Can you imagine your crazy Grandpa Joe hidden in the basement? And don't forget, 78% of Americans are willing to pay more for non-China-made products. I mentioned that in the last hour. Well, guess what? Fox News has a new poll out, and it shows more Americans would pick Biden than Trump to handle China, to deal with China, to negotiate trade with China. Biden is beholden to China. Biden is owned by China. Are you kidding me? What a joke. There's even an article out about it. One of Biden's backers says that he'll never say anything bad about China, ever. Because China's got him. It's like blackmail. His son made millions of dollars in China on Chinese deals. So if he were to ever badmouth China, China would spill the beans on his son. That's called blackmail. He can't negotiate with China. They own Joe Biden. China owns Joe Biden. That's an interesting campaign slogan. China owns Joe Biden. I think Trump should make that a big campaign slogan. China Joe. China Joe owned by China. Unbelievable. All right, we'll be right back. Wayne Allen Roots on USA Radio, The Warrior. Website, rootforamerica.com, and email me if you want my judge selections and all of my selections for political office in Nevada, wayneroot@gmail.com. wayneroot@gmail.com. I got the picks for you.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he wants to see churches reopen.
They're so important in terms of the psyche of our country. Beyond, I mean, to me, they use the word essential. I think churches are essential. It's so important. People want to be in their churches. It's wonderful to sit home and watch something on a laptop, but it can never be the same as being in a church and being with your friends. And they want to have it opened, and I think that's going to be happening very shortly.
Lori Loughlin plans to plead guilty on Friday for her role in the college admissions cheating scandal. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Loughlin will plead guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit wire and mail fraud. She'll spend 2 months behind bars, followed by 2 years of supervised release and 100 hours of community service. Loughlin also will be fined $150,000. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne L. Root, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Liberty HealthShare is not health insurance. It's better, in my opinion. It's Christian healthcare sharing ministry. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Great numbers, you know, by the way. I was on hold talking to them about a procedure today. And while I was on hold, they made an announcement. And I don't have the exact number in front of me. But last year, they paid out something like $380 million in claims. This is a really big company. It's, you know, compared to an insurance company, I guess they pay out billions. But they paid out over $300 million in claims. And I think it was over 300,000 claims, individual claims, that they paid on. So this is not some rinky-dink fly-by-night company, and I've been with them for 4 years. They started to sponsor my local Vegas radio show 4 years ago, before it became a national radio show. And they've been with me from almost the very beginning, not from the first month, but like month number three or four. And so they've been with me for 4 long years, and I switched over to them, and they've been fantastic for me. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers. There are no contracts. Starts as low as $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. My four kids are members. I've saved $72,000 in premiums in 4 years. Like I said, it's not health insurance. It's better. Give them a call at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-TOLL-FREE, 58-LIBERTY. Ellen Wainwright sent you. You'll get first-class VIP treatment. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. And when you hear the testimonial from me starting next week, I'll have another great story to tell you about how Liberty took care of me. So give him a call. We got a guest on the line who's been on the show many times, Joey Gilbert, former boxing champion, practicing attorney in Reno, Nevada, and he's a man at the center of a bunch of class action lawsuits against Governor Sisolak. Joey Gilbert, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm doing great, Wayne. Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
By the way, I always introduce you as a former boxing champion. What was your boxing championship? What did you win at?
You know what? I was pretty excited. You know, in college, I was a 3-time national champ, 4-time All-American. Then I won the Golden Gloves in the state of Nevada in 2000. Went on to go on the show The Contender with Sylvester Stallone. And
yeah.
Then after that, I went to a 21-3 record, had the WBO NABO belt and the WBC USNBC belt. So I was a regional world champion, ranked number 3 in the world by the WBO and number 7 by the WBC. So it was an incredible ride, a ton of fun. And I think it fits nicely in how I take
with
my
being a lawyer.
being a lawyer now and being tenacious and not being afraid to, you know, throw some punches.
I agree with you. You're my type of guy. You know, I'm the warrior, man. I've been fighting my whole life. Grew up a white kid in an all-black neighborhood. All I've been doing my whole life is fighting. So I'm with you. What weight class were you in, by the way?
I was a middleweight. So I started my career at 139 pounds. Then moved to welterweight at 147, then finished up as a middleweight at 154, 160.
Very good. All right. Very cool. And now you are trying to knock out Governor Sisolak, representing the Nevada Osteopathic Medical Association in a lawsuit against Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak. I call him Sisolak, who banned the use of hydroxychloroquine. Not all of it, but much of the usage. You have to
No. He banned the use and severely limited the ability for doctors to prescribe the most effective medication known to date for coronavirus, hydroxychloroquine. Those are the facts, and they're incontrovertible.
And this is still the case, by the way. Thank God I've never been sick. But if I had gotten coronavirus, Joey, I know how important hydroxychloroquine is. I would have wanted to get it. You're telling me I couldn't have gotten it living in Las Vegas?
No, you would not be able to get it living in Las Vegas. And again, after speaking to dozens of pharmacy chains, the higher ups in those chains, suppliers, manufacturers, all of which whom I called personally, they said that although there was an initial shortage of the medication, that the supply chain would have immediately corrected itself like it did in 49 other states, and there would have been no problem. And it's the governor's ban that created all the problems with hydroxychloroquine in Nevada. So the answer to that question is no, Wayne. You wouldn't have been able to get it. However, if you did go and get a test at an urgent care or any facility that provided you with a positive coronavirus test, you can go through a telepharmacy, a telemed pharmacy, and then have your meds within a day or two. So he just made it almost impossible for seniors and those in you know, nursing care homes and assisted care facilities to have access to it. But the everyday person with a little juice or a few numbers could probably get it. But it's the overwhelming majority that did not have this as an option.
So why wouldn't you? You know how all these liberals say Trump's a Nazi, Trump's a killer. If one child dies being brought over the border from Mexico or Guatemala, it's Trump's fault. Like he's sitting in Washington going, murder the child. He's a Nazi. Isn't this, to me, it means Sisolak really is personally responsible for the death. What are they, 300 people have died in the state of Nevada, which I keep arguing is so low. Never should they have shut the economy, and certainly it shouldn't still be shut. But even with it being a very low number, 300 people in the state, almost all of them old people, almost all of them senior citizens in nursing homes, still he's responsible for their deaths. They were not given hydroxychloroquine. They could be alive today, right?
Yeah, the simple answer to that is there are many individuals who will have suffered, you know, tremendously, and some lost their lives because they did not have access to this medicine, hydroxychloroquine, within what we now know is the therapeutic use window. And this is not me. I'm not a board certified physician. I'm not a doctor, but I am very good at using a little thing called Google. And if you do the research, you'll find out that it's been the most widely used and most successful
and most effective,
the country and world. And again, I'm coming from personal experience. Both my parents caught coronavirus. And they were able to treat quickly with hydroxychloroquine and both noticed the change in their symptoms in a matter of hours, went on to recover perfectly. And so at the end of the day, the answer to that question is absolutely, with regards to the high-risk population, those in nursing homes, critical care homes, those that have chronic medical care conditions, those people would absolutely be alive today had they had access to this medicine early within the disease and the deterioration window where the body breaks down and they essentially suffocate.
You don't have to take Wayne Root's word or Joe Gilbert, the attorney and former boxing champion's word, who's handling this lawsuit against Sisolak. How about, you know, just days ago I had on that doctor. Wasn't her name Lozano, I believe, from Dallas, Texas?
And incredible.
Yeah, I had her on the show, and she said every single person she prescribes hydroxychloroquine to, every single person gets better in a matter of hours, and in 48 hours they're all 100% better, and they're on their way home. Everything's fine.
Isn't that crazy?
And even in Dallas, Joe, you think of Dallas, a conservative state, Republican governor, Republican legislature. When she announced this on Hannity's show, all her pharmacies stopped prescribing it for her clients.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? So CVS Pharmacy then stepped up and started declining and denying valid prescriptions called in by practicing licensed physicians. It's insanity.
Right.
I mean, at the end of the day, they actually have responded. So, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, AAPS, you know, 2 months ago, if they would have issued something, it was scripture. But now they come out and say that hydroxychloroquine has a 90% chance of helping COVID patients, and all of a sudden we don't want to listen to them. Isn't that funny? And then
let's take,
for example, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko.
He's been on my show. Joey's been on my show twice already. He's fantastic.
Okay, so awesome guy. Got in touch with his attorney. He's doing a declaration for me. A 100% success rate with 699 coronavirus patients. So what more do you need? So if you're telling me that we have 300 deaths, and it's actually much higher than that, it'll all come out when the nursing homes finally release their numbers and everything else. Mm. But it's going to be slightly higher than 300. I would easily say more than half of those were preventable had they had access to this medication in their therapeutic use window. And one more thing, Wayne, here's a funny thing. So this just comes out Cuomo admits hydroxychloroquine works once restrictions lifted. Okay.
Right.
So now he's coming out after first, denying it, and the reason why I think they have the death they had there, you know, the whole stay at home thing was a bunch of BS. All they did was force people to stay inside and infect everybody. It was crazy. So here we are applying for this restraining order, and it's my hope that after the response we generated today, that the judge will grant us, will enjoin the governor, will restrain the governor's ridiculous emergency regulation, banning and severely limiting hydroxychloroquine. The supply chain will correct itself, and Nevadans will get on down the road back to being, back to work and back to life.
All right, let's ask you about other lawsuits you're involved in. You told me today you filed a new one on behalf of a church in Las Vegas, yes?
Yes. So Calvary Chapel, Lone Mountain, Pastor Jimmy Morales. I got a phone call from Pastor Morales, and he said, Joey, I've had it. There's restaurants that are open 50. They've got 50. They can have half the people. We don't serve food. We don't have, you know, people can be distance apart. How can you tell us we cannot, you know, express in ourselves, worship our Lord, worship our God, have our services? How is that possible? How can a Walmart be packed, a Home Depot have a line out, the pharmacy and grocery chains be packed to the gill, and you can't have 50% of your congregation? It's crazy. It's almost like we're living in communist China. And so at the end of the day, we were forced. And again, this was after over 190-something religious institutions sent a letter to the governor that went nowhere, asking for them to be allowed to practice their religion, asking them to be allowed to have church services. Okay, so after you know, all of these different requests, we finally had to file a lawsuit and now an injunction. That's how bad it's gotten.
Go get him, Joey. Joey Gilbert, former professional boxer, now representing the Nevada Osteopathic Medical Association, now representing some small businesses in a class action suit against Governor Sisolak, and now representing a church, Calvary Church. God bless you, Joey. Now you're knocking him out on behalf of God. I love it. Joey Gilbert, good job, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, brother. All right, my man. Thank you so much.
Practicing attorney in Reno, Nevada, Wayne Alaroot, the Warrior. Last segment before the Memorial Day holiday, before my surgery. Want to say goodbye to all of you. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand washed with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20. Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestone.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. Real Water, the sponsor of this segment of the show. They've got real science behind real water. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. Because of all those extra electrons, it is beyond alkalinity, which is the rage right now. You see, all those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brett and Amy Jones, owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners, you, a very special deal on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon. Pretty much everybody shops on Amazon nowadays. Not everything at Amazon, but everyone shops something at Amazon. You go to your Prime account or just go to Amazon and just search for Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart. Proceed to checkout. There's a coupon section. Put in 10 WAR, as in the number 10, no space, WAR, W-A-R, for Wayne Allen Root, and you'll receive a 10% discount, and the Real Water will then be conveniently delivered right to your door. Doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door and a 10% discount. Thank you, Brent and Amy Jones. Have a dinner with them next week, as a matter of fact. Real Water, thanks for sponsoring this show. Trump wants churches open, says the GOP is crafting a new coronavirus bill to demand churches be open, working to draft a bill plans to pressure states to allow churches to reopen as the pandemic ebbs. He met on Thursday today with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to discuss priorities for the legislation after Trump and McConnell flatly rejected a $3 trillion bill passed by House Democrats on Friday. So no mail-in ballots for the next election. They told Nancy Pelosi where to stick it. Trump says he separately plans to push states to allow churches to resume operations as local authorities gradually end 2 months of mandated business closures and quarantine rules. Churches being treated with respect by a lot of Democratic governors are not being treated by respect with respect by a lot of Democratic governors. He said, I want to get our churches open. We're going to be taking a very strong position very soon. Trump's also pushing for a payroll tax cut in new legislation. I think that's a good idea. It's kind of that's in the mode of what I said with a national income tax vacation. A payroll tax cut will be very beneficial for the average American. Other big news out there. The FBI says a Texas naval base shooting is terrorism related.
terrorism-related. A shooting at a Texas naval air station that wounded a sailor and left the gunman dead early Thursday, being investigated as terrorism-related, but they would not divulge the reasons why. And, of course, in Pensacola, we had that vicious attack a while back, and that turns out to be terrorism and Al-Qaeda-related, and the media is ignoring that. And probably the last thing I'll tell you about before I say goodbye for the holiday, and I'm having my little episode, a little surgery going on tomorrow, COVID showdowns brewing across Illinois as angry residents and sheriffs reject the lockdown. I'm telling you, there's going to be civil war in the streets in the states where they won't open up, when all these other states are open and everything's fine. Georgia opened, everything's fine. Florida opened, for the most part, everything's fine. People are able to go to the beach. You can't ban people from going to a beach. They're outside. By nature of being outside, it's not dangerous. If you're willing to open your store and do the same things as Costco, you certainly have no way to ban someone from doing that. The whole thing's ridiculous. Residents of Illinois are fed up with the country's strictest COVID restrictions, and they're starting to revolt. And I got to laugh because you know how strict Michigan is. So can you imagine how bad it must be in Illinois? Protests against Chicago's cordoned off lakeshore and no parking zones around churches. Wow. Last Sunday, the city's first gay mayor, or they should say lesbian mayor, sent the Chicago Police Department out to erect new signs around the neighborhood of Philadelphia Romanian Church to create long stretches of no parking tow warning zones around the building. Lightfoot, that's the mayor of Chicago, the lesbian mayor Lightfoot, also sent the CPD to prowl around the outside of several of the city's churches to hand out parking violations. The mayor's campaign against churches comes on the heels of statements by several church officials across the city saying they had no intention of submitting to the mayor's orders to shut down their houses of worship. Elsewhere in the state, growing numbers of Illinois residents are coming out in opposition to Governor Pritzker's lockdown policies, which were found by WalletHub to be the harshest in the country, including a provision which would jail business owners for up to a year for refusing to obey. And they're so restrictive that DuPage County Sheriff James Mendrick announced he has no intention of enforcing them. "I can't do it anymore," he said. "I stand with our citizens and the businesses of DuPage County who have offered no trouble, no resistance to any rule, no matter how strange. I will not victimize lawful residents of DuPage County trying to put food on their children's table." So there it is. Democrat governors are making fools of themselves and proving why we can't put this country in the hands of any Democrat president, or let alone vice president, because the minute Biden's in, that's the end of him, and the VP will be president. Can you imagine Stacey Abrams as VP, as president of the United States? Can you imagine this this witless loser, Whitmer, in Michigan as president of the United States? Can you imagine Kamala Harris? That's it. You hear the music. The week is up. It's time for a little Memorial Day holiday. Best of Wayne. Some old shows from the last few days will be playing tomorrow and Monday. I'll see you all Tuesday. I'm having some surgery tomorrow on my kidney stones. Oh, stop with the music. Having surgery tomorrow at a local hospital. I am going under. So anytime you have anesthesia, you got to worry a little bit. So say a prayer for me. Say a prayer. Everything works out great. And you'll hear me Tuesday afternoon. I'll be back stronger than ever. The warrior will be back. And when those surgeons start to put me out with the anesthesia and start to do the surgery, you know what I'm going to say to them? I'm going to repeat Reagan's famous line. "I sure hope you're all Republicans." I'm Wayne Allen Root, the warrior. Wayne Allen Root Show, Raw and Unfiltered. Have yourself a great day, a great holiday weekend. God bless you. All the cops, be safe out there on this holiday. All the military and all the vets, we love you for your sacrifices. Say a prayer for war. We'll see you on Tuesday. God bless.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with Level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.